Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with Jean Castor, my co-host and best friend, and we have got a wonderful show tonight, and it's just a great night to do it. We're still in full moon energy, and we are geared up and ready to go. We hope you are. Jean, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Charlene, and I echo your sentiments. We're geared up and ready to go, and this full moon energy is going to be a wonderful energy to release and to heal in. And we are so happy that you joined us tonight in the chat room and on the phone lines. Like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. All of the healing you will receive tonight are divine-based, and we are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will be receiving teacher energy, and this energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will be singing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at its highest form through vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone lines and then to the chat room, getting messages to you from your guardian angel and animal guides. And if you are on the phone line, if you've pressed 1, that lets me know that you want to be brought live on the air and get your message. And otherwise, it just lets me know that you're enjoying the healing and listening to us during the show. And in the chat room, just type in your first name, and I will put you on the list. Okay, Charlene, I'm going to pass it back to you.
All right. Thank you, Jean. Well, the first thing we always do is I start with a prayer. But before that, we like to put out a proxy list, and that's a list for your friends, family, or your animals that you would like, people that you would like to see receive this healing tonight. We never overcome anyone's free will, so if this healing goes out to a soul that just does not want it or maybe is working through something, they will not receive it. I do recommend that you do put your animals on this proxy list because they love these healings. As a matter of fact, most of the time, our dog, he is asleep during the healings, and he's wound up before that, and everybody just kind of relaxes. So we recommend that if everybody will go ahead and put their proxy list out there. I will start with a prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please raise our vibrations up to its highest level tonight and help everyone who receives this healing integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour. Whatever each person is seeking, I ask in your name that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, when I'm putting out that divine miracle healing request, you know, it could be something mentally or emotionally that you're going through. Maybe there's something, an emotion you're looking to clear, or it could be a broken arm. It could be pain in your body or pain in your mind or pain, you know, mentally, emotionally, or in your heart. So think about that, or if you, otherwise the healing will just go to be a general healing. But it's just as powerful as it always is. But it's always good to direct it if you have something particularly going on. And excuse my voice if I sound a little stuffiness. We're having some trouble with some, we're having wildfires up here in North Carolina, which is actually only an hour away from Jean and I, and some mountains here in South Carolina. It's actually kind of smoky around here, and it's been kind of affecting my sinuses. So I will go ahead and begin. God, Goddess, creator of all, in the name of the light, I'd like to call down the New Way Healers, which is a group of archangels and ascended masters. Jesus is the head of that team, and they will begin clearing your space, your energy field, your art field, your chakras, your life path, your guide team, guarantee, and your connection source is clear, and any outside energies, any energies that's not yours or your relationship space, that will be cleared as well. So let's go ahead and they're going to remove 500,000 layers off of everyone, which is quite a lot. Mother God, would you please take everybody apart and please give them all a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. New Way Healers, please clear and clean everybody's relationship space, their career space. Please clear any separation or division programs and patterns, separation or division from love. Jesus, please awaken everybody's heart and apply a total heart healing. High Self, please connect to the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour. Please apply every healing that there is. Open up all minds and energy minds that there are. And to their morphic field and their morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. High Self, please connect into everybody's subconscious mind and connect into their chakras and all of their organs and glands and body systems. Let's look for any group consciousness patterns that are government-related, group consciousness levels from this election that we just finished. Clear all energies toward the government, the election, any candidates, the zero negative, zero positive, and just pull that energy out of everyone and clear all pictures out of it and all anger and negativity, hate and rage, victimhood, victimization. Guarantee we clear all blocks to hearing and seeing God. Please clear and remove anything or anyone creating or causing any inner turmoil or inner conflict. Please clear and remove any planetary or worldly energies. Let's guarantee everybody is totally connected to Creator of all. Clear and remove anything that is trying to hinder anybody's spiritual growth, control them in any way, or hurt or harm them in any way. Clear everybody's life path, Jesus. Let's clear everybody's rows. Please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everybody's tree of life and apply a life force healing. Please clear all brain clogs, brain fogs, brain clouds. Let's restore everybody's personal power, peace, and clarity, their personal honor, personal integrity. Let's get all of their energies back and get them grounded into the present moment, into their hearts and into their highest of consciousness. Let's really get that heart energy really, really, really clear. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please commune with their soul. Please commune with the soul and their heart. Please guarantee their soul is connected to their mind. Their mind is connected to their body. Any and all energies that's just not theirs, clear and remove it, along with any imprints, implants, projections of other people's energies, and just whoosh it on out. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please shift everyone into divine, true love based, every aspect of them. Guarantee all of their powers are turned on, their spiritual power, their physical, mental, emotional, energy power, and their creating energy as they should. Please clear on their money power, their wealth power, the creator of money and wealth, their joy power, their creative power. Please put your hand upon everybody's head and give them a cranial sacral adjustment and a neurocranial sacral adjustment 5x fold. Clear all sticky issues. Please clear their memory chip. Right. Everybody's life path is looking really good. Let's go ahead and make that divine intervention statement. There's a few life paths that have some self-imposed fears on it. So, hi, so please clear all pain, suffering, fear, and lack, anything creating it and causing it, clear and remove it. If you would please repeat after me, all divine intervention statements are always positive and healing. I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now. And I allow it. Thank you. Any kind of limiting belief systems that's coming up for anybody? Any hooks, lines, and sinkers? Any cords? Psychic ties? Clear, cut, and remove them. Please clear and remove any judgments or criticisms, expectations or goals that anybody has that has been put upon them or they have put upon someone else. Guarantee their life force is really, really strong. Clear and clean all of their energy and guarantee they are running their own energy. Clear all energy drains and all money drains. Clear their having this gauge, their I can't have it gauge. Whatever is creating fear, pain, suffering, and lack, name it as a whole and clear and remove it. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please name any curse, hex, negativity, judgment, or criticism, hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, spell, jinx, hex, ugliness, unkindness, dark magic, black magic, anything of that nature, grudges or begrudges from any past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now. Please name them and clear and remove them. Clear everything on chart 5. Clear everything on chart 26. Please clear and remove everybody's pseudo-false blueprint that's holding that, and let's bring in their divine soul chart. Guarantee, Jesus, that all of their guide team is 100% angelics, working 100% light for their highest good. And let's go ahead and make a couple more statements of divine intervention statements. If you'll repeat after me, I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove anything or anyone that is trying to control me or hinder my spiritual growth. And I allow it. Thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove all of my burdens and return me to love and peace. And I allow it. Thank you. All right, good. All right, that shifted a whole bunch of things right there. So let's clear everybody's divine mind. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's divine mind, their divine brilliant mind, their genius mind, their smart, intelligent, super conscious mind, their common sense mind, all minds, energy minds, clear and clean, all of them. 100%, put your hands upon them, bring them together as one, heal them as one, and connect them up to the mind of God, Goddess, Creator of all. Guarantee everybody is in their highest of consciousness and in their hearts. And let's guarantee that anything that is trying to pull anybody out of the present moment, clear and remove it now. And let's bring everybody into the present moment, clear and remove everyone out of struggle and survival, and bring them into a successful, thriving mindset of plenty and winning. Please clear any failure programs, All right, everybody's looking good. Clear everybody's master manifester. Guarantee it is manifesting in divine true love and for the positive. Crystal healers, would you please come down and give everybody a crystal healing? Angels of the violet flame, would you please give everybody a violet flame healing? Please guarantee everybody's trust, faith, belief, certainty, and knowing this gauges are connected up to Creator of all. Let's take everybody up to the goddesses. Clear all inner layers. Guarantee their brain is cleared, their mind and their inner dialogue and all seeds of negativity is cleared and removed. Mother God, would you please activate everybody's divine spark, their divine feminine spark. Clear everybody's chakras, every one of them, to where they are all balanced and harmonized 100%. Please turn on everybody's angel light, their divine soul seed. Mother God, could you please just step into everybody's body and anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. Turn on their inner healer, their codes of light. Jesus, please stand behind everybody and infuse everybody with so much peace. Apollo, please come down and strengthen everybody. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please send everybody the power of the Godhead. Goddesses, please send everybody the power of the Goddess. Please turn off the aging button and turn on the anti-aging button. Jesus, would you please apply complete and total cellular cleansing? Mother God, please open up the lineage and clear their lineage of any anger, negativity, hate, rage, victimhood, victimization, any abuse or cruelty programs or patterns, any programs or patterns that would allow it or attract or accept that. Just clear and remove them and whoosh them on all away. Let me check all of the powers of all the chakras. What is everybody's tribal power? 100% guarantee they're grounded. Everybody's relationship powers, 100%. Personal powers, 100%. Love power and their willpower, intuitive power, and their spiritual power. Good. Everybody's connected. Let's fill them up with agape. And that energy of divine, true love. Heal the soul, heal the heart, heal the mind, heal the body. Please open and heal all the secret, sacred chambers of the heart. Guarantee everybody's heart is returned to love and peace and forgiveness. God, Goddess, Creator of all, heal everybody's heart 100% and guarantee that everyone is every bit whole. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please bless everyone for 5 brand new stem cells for every organ and gland and body system that they have. Reset, reprogram, rejuvenate, regenerate their entire being and reset all of their organs and glands and body systems to work at optimal levels. Clear any sickness, illness, disease, injury out of everyone. Whoosh it on out. Fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and give everybody a Jinshin Jitsu healing? All of the flows and the organ flows times 5. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's get everybody balanced and harmonized and their energies flowing to where they have peace in their mind, peace in their heart, peace in their soul. Whatever is causing that pain, suffering, fear, and lack, whatever it is, God, Goddess, Creator of all, name it and clear and remove it. Please set everybody free. Any kind of programs of oppression, repression, depression, suppression, clear and remove it, whoosh them on out. Any programs and patterns of enslavement, entrapment, imprisonment, clear and remove it. On out, please clear any addictive energies. Please give everybody a positive, negative energy balance. And Mother God, please turn on everybody's optimism, their enthusiasm, their joy levels, raise it up to its highest level. And I'd like to ask the Divine Fairy Queen to come down and give everybody a healing of your nature. Let's move those frequencies and vibrations up to enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God. Guarantee everybody is 100% connected, 100% light, and that it's all running through them. And during the entire duration of this show, this light will be running through you. We'll be getting a healing during the entire show. So, folks, this part of the healing is complete. I'm going to pass it to Jean, and she's going to sing the Reiki codes. Jean, thank you, Charlene, for facilitating that marvelous healing. I really felt that. Okay, everybody, set your intentions for where you would like the Reiki energy to come to you. The Reiki loves anything of this earth, your body, animals, your home, your food, your water, this earth, anywhere you would like to for this Reiki to go. If you're having trouble with your knee or if you have a sore throat, whatever is going on with you, ask that the Reiki go straight there. The first code I'll sing is the Chakra Ray, and it is the power symbol. And it opens the rainbow bridge, and it calls down the white light. And it opens the spirit doorway for healing, and it seals, and it purifies, and it blesses. The Han Sha Zhe Shonin is the distant symbol, and it's me directing this energy to come straight out to you. It's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future, and it heals on the whole timeline. It goes to every part of the soul. The Sehe Ki is the middle and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity. It clarifies and it sets boundaries. The Dicomio is the master symbol, and it's the great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols that I'm calling out. The Raku is like a lightning bolt, and it clears all obstructions. And the Kriya at the end is for perfect balance and action, and it balances energy, and it raises awareness, and it transforms. So it's about action and creation. So please set your intentions. Chokore, chokore, chokore. Chokore, chokore. Chokore, chokore, chokore. Chokore, 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 chokore. Han Sha Zhe Shonin. 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 Seki, seki, seki. Seki, seki, seki. Seki, seki, seki. Dicomio, 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 Dicomio. Raku, Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Kriya, Kriya, Kriya.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. I think my sinuses started clearing up. I directed it to my sinus cavities, and everything seems to be clearing up, so thank you. Okay, folks, well, now we're going to do a major house healing. So you can send this major house healing, and it'll clear the energy and space to any work or home and property that you would like to. I recommend that if you send it to a friend's house, it'd be somebody that you know, maybe a friend or a family member. You know, you just don't want to send it any anywhere. But, you know, and I always put out there that if you're doing if you're putting out your address, make sure you put your cars and say any building on there. We have an RV, so we always name our RV. So I will go ahead and begin, and your work, any workplace as well. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and addresses that everybody has put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light and send all of these places, the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all, waterfall all of these homes and properties with agape and the highest of Creator of all energy encompassing all the healing angels, all of the healing energies that's available to us as human beings, that's of 100% light and 100% love-based. And in the name of the light, New Way Healers, would you please come down and give everyone, all of these homes and property, a New Way Healing, remove a million layers off of all of these homes, properties, and addresses. Jesus, would you please fill up all of these homes and properties and addresses with Christ energy. Lady Nada, please fill it up with the pink light of unconditional love. And would y'all please fill it up with divine miracle healing energy as well. Somebody please give all of these homes and properties a triple special walk-a-woosh from the all. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please fill up all of these homes and properties with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below. Ground them to the earth, connect them up to Creator of all, and pop those healing roses. Send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse all of these homes and properties with the violet flame 1,000,000 times fold. Archangel Michael and your band of mercy, please come down to all of these homes and property and give them a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Any openings to other dimensions, please clear, close, and block them with light. If they will not remain closed, please move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Major house healers and psychic smudgers, please come down and give all of these home and property major house healing and a psychic smudge. God, Goddess, Creator of all, raise the vibrations, the frequencies, and the energies to these homes and property to peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please let your essence of presence be known and shown in all of these energies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, the major house healing is complete. Jean, do we have anybody on the phone lines or in the chat room? We're ready to move forward.
Yes, we do, Charlene. Let me go ahead and bring in the first caller that's been waiting for a message. The last four digits of your number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Hello. 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 Can you hear me? You're breaking up a little bit.
Hello. Hear me up a little bit.
Okay, Charlene, I think this is a Skype number, so I think I'll come back to the Skype number. Okay, so the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 1802. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi.
Hello, could I get your first name?
Yes, Deborah.
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 All right, Deborah. Deborah, first of all, I'm seeing with you, the animal guide that I am seeing with you is a buffalo, which is about abundance. And your guardian angel is saying that you're about to have a money shift. Now, have you been having some issues with finances or money, or have you been praying about money or more money to come in or something like that?
Yes, I have.
All right. She says that when you pray for money, to make sure that you are praying in a positive way, you know, and in other words, you're not praying with fear. But she says you are about to have a money shift. Something is just about to break through. Did you listen to the entire healing tonight of the show?
Yes, I did. I certainly did.
Okay, good. Because one of the things she's telling me is that you had some sort of money drain somewhere. Maybe it was in one of your chakras, I'm not sure, but that was something that we called out in the healing. But she said that that's been cleared, and your money flow is going to start coming back, and your creator of money has been turned on, and you've been pulled out of struggle and survival. So there's going to be some things that happen due to this healing that's going to shift your money. Now, it's important for you to keep positive thoughts about it, too, and know that, and visualize money coming in for you, okay?
Okay,
because it's going to shift really, really quick. And let's go ahead, if you don't mind, do you mind doing a divine intervention statement with me about money that can help it shift quicker?
Oh, yes.
All right, well, if you'll repeat after me, I am at, and I recommend this for anybody out there to say these statements. They're just always very helpful. I am asking for divine intervention.
I am asking for divine intervention.
To heal my relationship with money.
To heal my relationship with money.
And send me a whole bunch of money now.
And send me a whole bunch of money now.
And I allow it, thank you.
And I allow it, thank you.
All right, now when I'm looking at you, I'm just seeing all kinds of gold coins drop on you. So good luck with that. I feel like it's going to shift for you really, really soon. So plan on it, okay?
Yes, I will, Charlene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Okay, the next caller that is waiting on a message, the last four digits of your number are 3696. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello.
Hello, can I get your first name, please?
Yes, I can.
My name is Ginger. My name is Ginger.
Ginger, thank you, Ginger. Okay, Ginger, your guardian angel is talking about some family situations, and she's saying that the angels have been working with members of your family so that things can be harmonized and balanced is what she's saying. So just know that whatever's going on, that you have some help from the angels. And also, I see Archangel Michael back there, and he's saying that whatever situation is going on, that it's important you take a step back from it and allow this healing to happen. So whether you have plans to go spend with family or whatever you're going to do for the holidays, they said that everything is going to be really peaceful and balanced, and it's going to be all right. It's what she's saying. And I'm also seeing a horse with you, and a horse is about personal power, and also the horse is about travel as well. But your horse is saying that it's really grounding you strong in your personal power. So just know that whatever happens and whatever challenges come up, and the horse is saying anything that comes up, that you are strong in your personal power and to believe in that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a very wonderful night.
Okay, be blessed. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Okay, 0909. Hello, have I got you?
Now I hope you got me. This is Ellen. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Ellen. We're doing well.
Terrific. It's always
right,
a pleasure
Ellen.
To hear your voices. Okay, sorry.
Good, good. Thank you. I see a couple animal guides with you. You got a penguin for astral traveling. Now, you've been astral traveling a lot, and your guardian angel says you've been going to places for healings, traveling to some really positive places. Plus, your guardian angel said they've been sending you messages through your dreams. Do you remember any of your dreams?
Not recently, no. No. I did a couple of weeks ago, but suddenly I'm not recalling any.
Okay. Well, one of the things you can do before you go to bed is you can just say out loud, I want to recall my dreams, and if you have any messages for me, please send them through my dreams, you know, and you'll
okay.
see them. Your guardian angel is saying that it's important to take care of your heart. Take care of yourself, because there's like somebody in your life, there's been people throughout your life that has sort of hurt your heart. They, it's like they've taken advantage of your kindness some way. Do you feel like that's happened to you?
Yeah, that just happened to a lot of people, but yeah, I do feel that, yes.
But she says that it's your heart is just, you know, just to be careful who you keep in your inner circle. You know, it's really important to where people that you know that are like, because you're a sensitive person, people that you know that are too abrupt or just too, you know, they're unkind or what, you know, I don't know what it would be for you, you know, just somebody who doesn't resonate with you, is you're the only one that can pull them out of your immediate circle. Now, I know that sometimes we have family members like that, but you can limit your times with them. So that's what she's saying, is just protect your heart, because you're a very heart-centered person and you're a kind person. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Good night, ladies.
Good night, Ellen. Okay, the next caller on the line waiting for a message. The last four digits of your number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Thank you. This is Jane.
Hi, Jane. Okay,
hi.
Jane, your guardian angel is step forward, and you are a natural leader. Whether you know that or not, or whether this is something that's happening at this time in your life, you are a natural leader, and this gift is waking up within you and becoming stronger. And as I'm saying this from your guardian angel, I'm seeing a lion behind you, and the lion is about feminine power and leadership. And whatever it is that you choose to step forward and do, your guardian angel is saying make sure that it's something that resonates with you, because as you lead and as you put your energy into whatever it is you're leading, those that are listening to you and following are going to believe, because you have that positive energy. And your guardian angel is saying that you're being led with divine love and divine wisdom, and just to know that.
Okay.
You also have a deer with you, Jane, and the deer is about gentleness. And the deer is about balancing the gentleness that you show yourself. So be gentle with yourself.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in the show, Jane, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
I know.
Okay, Charlene. I see the Skype caller again, so we're going to pull the Skype caller in. The last four digits of this caller's number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry, caller. I'm really trying to get you in for a message, but I'm not hearing anything at all. So I'll try one more time in a few minutes. Okay, Charlene, the last four digits of this caller's, the next caller's number are
9802. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, it's Neely calling in for a change. I hope y'all are doing good tonight.
Yes, we are. Hey, Neely.
Given. Bye.
Neely. Hey, Neely, you've got some butterflies working with you, a whole lot of them, and they're about transformation. Now, and it's interesting because along with the butterflies, it's like I see all of these smiley faces, like yellow smiley faces around you, you know, kind of like you see those Walmart commercials, there's like a little yellow smiley face, what it looks like. And your guardian angel is saying to keep your vibration up to that joy level because that's the level of the manifestation. Now, she's saying that there's something that you've been seeking that you've really, really wanted. It looks like career-related, and she's saying that that is coming closer here to Christmas. But keep your thoughts positive and keep – it's like there's a direction change for you. I don't know if you felt that or not or been looking in a direction, but they're going to lead you to it and just be open to it. And she says to know that you are taken care of and you always will be, okay?
Okay, great, fantastic, thank you.
Thank you, and have a good night. Thanks for following the show.
Thanks,
thank you. And, Jean, the last person that was a Skype person, asked them, I'm putting out there now for them to tag into the chat room because I don't know that we're going to be able to get you in. So, you know, if we have your name, we can give you a message just by knowing that. Jean?
I think that sounds like a good plan because I really tried to get that person in. I just hope they know that. So the next, I guess we're going to switch to the chat room. And the first person on the list is Paul. And Paul, your guardian angel has stepped out, and she's wanting you to know 100% for sure that you are on the right path, and it's important that you have courage and believe in yourself and stand up for yourself as you walk your path. You are on the right path, she's saying again, and she's just really standing really strongly with that. And she said she's handing you a cake, like a birthday cake, but this is like a congratulations for an accomplishment that you have just achieved or reached. She said she's saying that she's very proud of you. Well, you have a Black Panther with you, and that is about protection, for personal protection, and it's about mystery and the unknown. And you also have a dove with you, and the dove is about peace, and that's the peace that fills your heart and keeps you centered and focused. So good luck with that, Paul, and thanks so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, I am seeing a giraffe with you, which is about seeing beyond and prophecy. And one of the things that your guardian angel is saying that many people seek your advice and that your healing advice that you have. And it's important that you trust because the giraffe is about intuition and seeing beyond, is that you trust your own intuition and the things that you have put out there that you want in your life, and to know that they're coming. And it's important that while these things that you have put out there that you're seeking, whether it's about retirement, where you want to live, where you want to travel, how you want your life to be, while they are out there manifesting, it's important for you to stay in the present moment. And you will be happier, and it will take a lot of stress and anxiety off of you if you'll stay in that present moment. And, folks, a good way to stay in the present moment is I have a couple divine intervention statements that I say because I have to call myself back sometimes. One of them is, I am asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, bring me into the present moment, and shift my inner dialogue into positive. And I allow it, thank you. Or it could be just as simple as, I am asking for divine intervention to bring all of my energy and all of my being into the present moment now, and I allow it. So
those are just some tips of how to get in the present moment, because really that's where you're the happiest. People that jump in the past, usually they can go into depression or into lower energy. People that go into the future, which is very common, is anxiety, worry, or stress. So just know, Mary Lou, the big message to you other than that is that the things you are seeking you, and you will have those things. So keep your thoughts positive and God-centered, and they'll be here before you know it. Thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Jim. And Jim, your guardian angel is asking you to pay real close attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you, because they're coming to you in the form of answered prayers. And she's saying that there are things that you might have forgotten that you asked for or prayed for, but to be aware of them, because they're coming to you now, because now is the perfect time for you to have these answered prayers. And she's also saying pay attention to your dreams. She says sometimes you say you don't dream at all, but she says that pay attention to your dreams. If you wake up in the middle of the night to get up and get a drink of water or whatever, she says make sure that you pay attention to your dreams, because there's something coming to you, and you're being guided, and you're on the levels of the dream time. So she's just saying pay attention to them, to remember them, even if you have to scribble a note and write it down so you can remember it when you wake up in the morning. I'm seeing an elk with you, and the elk is about stamina, about starting your day and ending your day with the same amount of energy, so that as you walk your path during the day, you can accomplish everything that you would like to accomplish or you have planned to accomplish. And I'm also seeing a skunk with you, Jim. And the skunk, a lot of people laugh when they have a skunk as an animal guide, but skunks are very good animal medicine. They're about respect. And the skunk is saying there's a two-way street with the respect that you show for others and the respect that you receive back. So you're looking for that balance and the respect, Jim. So good luck with that, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Deanna.
Okay, Deanna, first I see a dove with you for peace, and I see a zebra, which is reading between the lines, seeing between the lines. There's a bigger picture to everything. And people that have zebra are just very, very intuitive. Now, your guardian angel is saying that you are a very heart-centered, loving, kind person. And she says, return to that heart center of yours, and that's where you will find your peace. And one of the things that she's saying, because she says you've had trouble holding your peace, which is, you know, our goal for these readings is personal power, peace, and clarity. That's what you bring in. If you lose your peace or your clarity or your personal power, it kind of takes you all down. You know, but I'm asking right now that to make sure that they're completely restored to you, and that you be brought back into your heart. Because your guardian angel is saying that what's going on with you, it's going to be okay. And it's important that you see the bigger picture and be at peace with it, because some of the unpeacefulness that you're experiencing, Deanna, you're creating on your own. So it's about changing your inner dialogue. And a good way, another thing that you can do is I always, when I have trouble and lost my peace, I just repeat over and over, peace be still, peace be still, and I take deep breaths until my peace has returned. So good luck with that, Deanna Jo, and I will talk to you very soon.
Okay, the next person on the list that would like a message is Vivian. And Vivian, your guardian angel is commending you for your sense of humor. She says that it is a very good part of how you walk your path.
And she says, even if some people do not understand your sense of humor, it doesn't matter because it raises your joy level. And that's a very important thing for you. So she says, just keep that sense of humor going because it's a very good part of who you are. And she's saying at this time, be very gentle with yourself. There, you have a lot of stuff going on in various areas of your life. And she's saying, be very gentle with yourself. Do you surround yourself with people that who are peaceful, situations that bring peace, and also to be at peace with yourself, because everything will happen as it's supposed to. And she's saying everything will be taken care of. She says, just to know that your Panther's with you for protection, and you also have a Bluebird with you for happiness, because there are a lot of things in your life that are bringing happiness to you at this time. So good luck with that, Vivian, and thanks for following the show. Okay, the next person in the chat room that would like a message is Julie.
Okay, Julie, you have a bald eagle with you, and the bald eagle flies highest to God, and the bald eagle has come down. Whenever I see the bald eagle, they always come down with a scroll in their mouth, and it's usually a message from heaven, and it's a hello from heaven from somebody who has just recently passed, and they want you to know that they are safe, secure, and on the other side, in case you were wondering, and they are well. And whenever you think of this person, that person is around. Now, your guardian angel is also saying that you are being commended for your practice in prayer and your connection to God, and trust that, because your prayers are always being heard and they're always being answered. And you have a special role upon this earth, and it's very important for you to recognize how special and how important you are. So thanks for calling into the show, Julia. Thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Jennifer. And Jennifer, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and you are being helped with a specific relationship in your life, and your guardian angel says you know what relationship this is, and they're helping you behind the scenes with whatever it is you are asking for, because your guardian angel says there's something very specific in a very specific relationship that you're asking for guidance and help and intervention in. And she said, just know that you are being helped and things are being taken care of. So she's saying to believe, to trust, and to have faith, and continue to exactly for what you want in this relationship. Guardian Angel is also showing me that there are two short trips coming your way pretty recently. Well, in the near future is what she's saying. And she's saying that to enjoy these trips. There are going to be a couple of levels of enjoyment for you. But to also know that whatever you need taken care of at home will be taken care of, okay? So just know that. She said, don't worry with what you have to leave in your home. So it will be taken care of. Someone will step up and take care of it. Okay, that's just what she's telling me to tell you. I'm seeing a wolf with you, and the wolf is about the teacher, and the wolf is also a protector for you. So just know that, and thank you so much, Jennifer, for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Candace.
Okay, Candace, you have a bear working with you, which is about introspection and protection. And your guardian angel says that you are going through something right now, and it's due to this full moon, and it's things coming up for you. Like they're just coming up like crazy, just wanting to be released and lifted. So this was a really good night for you to tune into this show, because as I look at you, you've cleared a lot of stuff, let go of a lot, because we clear, they come down and they clear all the layers in you. But she says, know that that's been affecting your mood, your psyche, maybe making you feel a little anxious, anxiety or something. It's just this full moon energy, and it will pass within another day or two. She said, all is well. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. So, good luck, and thank you for following the show.
Okay, the next person on the list is Christina. And Christina, your guardian angel is saying it's very important at this time that you clear your space. And when she's talking about clearing your space, she's talking about on two levels. The space that you live in, if there is any clutter that you feel that you're ready to release and let go of, or even, she's saying, even if you want to shift around some furniture to create a different energy in a room. And she's also talking about your energetic space. So if you are a healer, she's saying it's important to heal your space, to work on yourself. But if you also, if you have access to going to get a healing, energy healings, Reiki, that would be a very good idea as well. And she's also saying to stay grounded in the present moment, because there are some people around you that are really sending you some loving energy that you're not aware of at this moment. And it's less of romantic love, but the more of just love, that they appreciate you, they value you, and they also want you to know that as well. So just know that, Christina, and you have a bat with you, and the bat is about rebirth, and also about the energy of the night that works with you, because bats are awake during the night and they sleep during the day. So there's some energy during the night that's working on helping heal your energy as well. So thank you for following the show, Christina, and good luck with everything as you walk your path. Charlene, the next person on the list, I was back on the switchboard because somebody's asking me a question in the chat room that I'm going to answer in just a second. The next person that would like a message is Sunny. Okay, Sunny. Well, you have an owl with you, and the owl is about wisdom, and it's also about feminine wisdom. And it, your guardian angel is important, is saying that it's important for you to stay in this present moment, because she says you fall back into the past sometimes. In the past, it's you're very sensitive, and it pulls down your energy to a lower energy. And she says, I talked to just a while ago that they were saying the same thing. So there's a lot of things you can do to stay in the present moment. It's just I am asking for divine intervention to help me stay in the present moment, and I allow it, thank you, would be a really good one for you. Because your guardian angel says that there's a lot of things you're trying to manifest, and it's important that you manifest them in the present moment opposed to being in a lower energy of the past, okay? And she says, work on your joy level. She said, you know how to do it. She said, a really good way to do it, and Jean and I do this all the time, is we spend a lot of time outdoors. We've both got outdoor hobbies we've gotten into. We do outdoor fires, anything, things like that. Because as you're growing spiritually, it's almost like your soul requires that. So good luck with that, Sonny. I see some really good things coming. Work on those joy levels, because here in the spring, some of the things you've been seeking will be manifesting for you. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show. Okay, great.
Just want to let you know that the Skype person did get in the chat room, so she will be getting a message too. So good. That made me happy that you let me know that. Okay, the next person that is ready for a message is Shelly. And Shelly, your guardian angel is saying a few things. She's saying to let you know that all is well. And she says, you know what that means, and that everything is unfolding exactly how it's supposed to. And to stay grounded in the present moment so the blessings that come through for you will be understood and you will be able to embrace them fully. And she's also saying that that you know this, but your God-given talent is about creativity and writing and sharing your knowledge and wisdom. And she's saying that it's important that you do that on a spiritual level. So this writing that's kind of come through for you is going to be spiritual knowledge and wisdom. So she's just wanting you to be aware of that. And I'm seeing white owl with you, and I'm also seeing a black owl with you, balancing the wisdom of the dark and the light. And they're working with you as well to bring through the spiritual wisdom that you're going to write about. And they're saying just start writing, to think less about it and to start writing, because it's already written on the other side. You're just bringing it through. You've agreed to do this. And it's going to happen with the phrase that I love that Charlene always says, with grace and ease. And I'm also seeing a deer with you, and the deer is encouraging you and to be gentle with yourself through this. She's given me a four-month period to be gentle with yourself for the next four-month period. There's a lot that you're going to be doing, and she's just saying be gentle with yourself. Treat yourself. Okay? So thank you, Shelly, so much for joining us on the show tonight. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Michelle. Michelle, you have a hawk with you, which the hawk is the messenger. And the hawk is saying to be aware of things that are going around you right now. There is something going on around you that you are unaware of, and your guardian angel has been trying to get you that information. So if you would please repeat after me, I want to make sure you get whatever information your guardian angel has been able to send you. She's not giving it to me directly because it's something sort of private. So if you would repeat after me, and this is a good one for everybody to say as well, I am asking for divine intervention to make me aware of anything that I am unaware of that would be for my highest good. And I allow it. Thank you. Now, your guardian angel says that you've been going through some challenges and lately, and you are about over the hump. These things that she's talking about, that she has been trying to get the messages through to you, she's saying that it's just the truth, what you have been seeking. And once you find out the truth, it will set you free. So good luck with that, because I see like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow around you. So whatever this situation is you're going through, it's going to turn out just fine. Stay positive about it. Thanks for following the show, and good luck with that. Okay, the next person that would like a message is Regina. And Regina, your guardian angel is wanting you to know that you're safe, you're protected. There's a lot of lower level energies that are going around on this earth right now due to various things, and Charlene facilitated pulling forth a healing just to clear that as well. But your guardian angel is wanting you to know that you're safe and from these lower level energies. So when you feel like something isn't right, ask for help. God help me, God help me, God please help me. Use what gifts you have to clear your energy, to clear your space. And your guardian angel is also saying that there's a situation going on that regarding self-respect, and she's saying that it's important that you speak up for yourself. And she has a big exclamation point behind that. It's important that you speak up for yourself. I'm seeing a dove with you for peace. And I'm also seeing an ant with you. And an ant is about patience. So good luck with that, Regina. And thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person in the chat room that would like a message is Marguerite.
Okay, Marguerite. Well, I see a lion with you, which is about feminine power, leadership, and assertion. Also, a parrot with you. And parrot is about color healing, but it's also about communication. And your guardian angel is saying, be really kind in your communication and compassionate, because so many people, they seek your advice, or they want to hear what you have to say and what you have to think about things. You know, so remember to only, and your guardian angel is reminding you to only give solicited advice or solicited prophecies, because that's what comes through you a lot of times is prophecies. And she just wanted to remind you that, because you have a voice of being a healer, the voice of a healer. So that's a really amazing gift, and with that does come a lot of that responsibility of being kind and loving, and people will really appreciate that. So keep using that gift. What a great gift to have. Thanks for following the show.
Okay, we're down to the last two, and the next person on the list is Vicki. And Vicki, your guardian angel is saying it's important to look at the parts of your life that you should focus more closely on right now, and ask for divine guidance as you see what you need to focus on. And as if it doesn't resonate with you, to leave that situation, to get it out of your life is what she's saying. And make healthy choices for you regarding situations in your life. And it's important to remember that you are powerful, that you are loving, and that you are a blessed child of God. And whatever it is that is creating an unrest or an unease or in any kind of situations in your life, just know that you are well loved. And keep your thoughts positive and God-centered, and anything that is going on that does not need to be in your life, she's saying that's very important for you right now. I'm seeing hummingbirds with you. And hummingbirds are about joy, and joy is a very high vibration. I'm also seeing the toucan with you, and the toucan is saying it's there to help protect against negative situations that bring negative energy into your life, and just to know that you are well protected. So thank you, Vicki, for logging into the chat room. I'm so glad that you got your message tonight. Many blessings to you. Okay, Charlene, the last person on has gone to the switchboard and asked if I could bring them in. So this is the last person, and I'm going to go back to the switchboard and bring them in. The last four digits of this caller's number are 5425. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello.
Hello, can I have your first name?
Sue.
Sue.
Yes.
Okay, Sue.
All right. Well, Sue, your guardian angels are saying that right now they have been working with you to help you keep your thoughts more positive, because all of these things that you've been putting out that you wanted, they want you to know that you're saying them a lot. It's kind of like people that say, I need money or I need this, you're saying all the time or you're praying for it. They
yes.
said they hear it and it's coming.
Okay.
And to be patient.
Okay. Okay.
And they said, but, you know, and I don't believe, some people believe that, you know, you shouldn't keep praying for the same thing over and over. And I'm always famous. I'll keep praying for the same thing until I get it. I mean, I just, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, you know. But their message is they hear you and they are on it and they are working on it, okay? But
okay.
remember, Sue, when you're praying for these things, whether it's money or anything, pray positively, you know, opposed to in fear. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's important to change that and to always have that appreciation with that, you know. And if you get frustrated, like, why is it here? Why don't you say something like, could you send me a big fat sign so that I'll know that y'all hear me and that y'all are working on this and that you're going to send this? You know, ask for something like that. Communication with God is always important, and the angels are always working on this for you. So things look really good with that. Now, also, you have a lot of cat energy around you right now. You have a black panther, you have a tiger, you have a lion, and these are all about independence. Your challenge right now that you are trying to learn in this life, and it is number one, is to take care of yourself. And they said that you can do that. That's what you're working on. That's what you're trying to learn. Pray for that. You know, that's a good thing to add to your prayers is help me and show me how to take care of myself so that I can be financially independent by myself. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So I feel good about it, Sue. So you feel good about it too, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a good night. Thanks for following the show.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, Jean, is that the last one?
It is the last one, Charlene. But I'd also like to, or I can let you, give a plug for the Angel Show that we are going to be doing in Greenville, South Carolina this Friday at Yoga East. And you can go to our website, www.divineintervention is the intention for the address and the phone number of Yoga East. And if you are local to Greenville, we would love to see you at a live angel show. And let us know that you listen to the radio show as well. That always tickles us to know that you follow us in various ways. Charlene, would you like to say a few last words?
I'd like to again repeat, Jean, and just say thank you for following the show. We really, really appreciate it. And we will see you in 2 weeks, or not next week, but the following week. It's listed on our website. And thanks so much for following the show. We hope you're really enjoying it. Jean, would you please take us out with a prayer?
I would be happy to. God is creator of all. I ask that you please put your hands, your essence, your presence, and your divine energy around all those listening to the New Way Power Hour live and in the archives, and bless them with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power as they walk their path. And I ask that you keep them safe and protected as they proceed and they succeed through all their learning lessons and challenges in their life. Thank you for this opportunity to serve you more and serve you better, creator of all, and for this blessed union of souls that have gathered here tonight. Metakwe Oyasim. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Charlene. It has been a pleasure once again.
Thank you, and good night, everyone, and God bless you.
Good night.